Kwacha, 30 megabytes per second for only 750 kwacha, and 50 megabytes per second for only 1,000 kwacha. They've also simplified their offers and phased out the older 5 and 10 megabytes per second packages, so you get faster speeds and better value. To buy or renew, simply use the MyMTN app, Momo app, or dial *117# or *115#. Need a 5G router? Call 0760-600-005. Switch to MTN Home. More speed for less.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Young lady, where are you coming from?
Did Grandma call you?
Is that why you're late?
Yes. I escorted Grandma to replace her voltage card.
Don't lie. You just want to see your cabaret.
You, Carita, they behave.
But I thought the registration has closed.
No. Actually, they have extended and they're offering new registrations, replacement of lost, destroyed, or defaced voters' cards. So all those that have not yet registered can still go and register.
Okay, darling.
Ah, can't shout to her and tell to go and register because she didn't.
Yes, the Electoral Commission of Zambia has extended the voter registration for 15 days. If you registered in 2020 or during continuous registration of voters and you still have your voters' card, you don't need to register again. The following services will be provided: new registration, replacement of lost, destroyed, or defaced voters' cards, transfers from one polling station to another, claim formation on the register of voters, corrections of clerical errors, and removal of deceased voters. Registration centers will be open daily from 08 to 17 hours, including weekends. Note that the 15 days of voter registration exercise will have three phases. The first two phases will last 4 days each, while the final phase will last 5 days. To find open registration centers, check on the commission's website. Follow the link ovr.elections.org.zm/deployment-plan or dial short code *214# on mobile phones, or visit any district registration centers or civic centers across the country. Register now. It's your right. It's your choice. This message is brought to you by the Electoral Commission of Zambia.
This is Hunter's Summer. It's not just a season, it's a mindset, a mood, a movement. It's every chilled moment shared, every vibe turned all the way up. And when it's time to match the mood, two flavors, unlimited refreshment. Go be refreshed this Hunter's Summer. Hunter's.
Refreshes like nothing on earth.
Not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
About joining the Sungapo campaign? Guess what? Ecobank just extended it to December 31st, 2025. This is your chance to save smart, earn more, and win big. With monthly draws, the earlier you jump in, the more chances you get to win. Here's how. Deposit 40,000 kwacha or more into a fixed deposit account, lock it in for 4 months, and just like that, you could grab 4,000 kwacha cash back. But wait, it gets even better. Your money earns a huge 10% interest per annum while you sit back and relax. Visit any EcoBank branch today and join the Sungapo campaign before the clock runs out. EcoBank, save smart, win big. Campaign ends December 31st, 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Sungapo with EcoBank. Deposit your cash and get it back. Sungapo with EcoBank. Deposit your cash and get it back. Hey, and get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back. Hey, and get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back.
Across the continent, the family meets once again. From Ivory Coast to Tanzania, Nigeria to Zambia, everyone's got something to play for. from 21st December to 18th January. Everybody gathers for Africa's biggest football tournament. 24 countries, 52 games. It's the Africa Cup of Nations Morocco 2025. Join our family live on Supersport, available on DStv and GoTV.
Yes?
What has kept our family looking good for all these years?
Well, my grandchildren, let me ask you.
What has made you feeling green and so confident?
Mama, mama, hey. Oh, mama, hey.
Well, nourishes your skin with multivitamin.
Hey.
Protect you from all the germs and leave you feeling fresh.
What's up always leaves you smiling with skincare benefits. Well,
from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Oasis Forum calls for the withdrawal of Bill 7 from Parliament. Tasira Lungu loses parliamentary seat. In international news, ex-president's daughter resigns over allegations she duped South Africans to fight for Russia. And in sports, CAF Champions League, Al Ahly, Mamelodi, Young Africans in action.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. The Oasis Forum this afternoon presented its concerns to President Hichilema with a strong call for the complete withdrawal of Bill 7 from Parliament. Presenting the submission at State House, Forum Chairperson Beauty Katebe underscored the need to restart the Constitution amendment process, which should be inclusive and with clear safeguards and sufficient time allocation. And President Hichilema expressed gratitude that Oasis Forum has agreed to engage in dialogue. The head of state is optimistic that there will be a way to progress on constitutional amendments peacefully as opposed to confrontation.
Dialogue is the way to resolution of problems at all levels of society. The people went in the streets and they presented a petition at the gate of State House. Someone will have to accept it, hear each other. We have to sit on this table again, all at Kapingila House or elsewhere. Why take a risk that could degenerate into something else? So I decided to open this way to express the view that dialogue tables are open, doors are open on anything that members of our society are aggrieved about. And if dialogue doesn't resolve problems, the last...
Today, Oasis Forum was scheduled to hold mass protests against Bill 7, but security warning from police and a call for dialogue triggered the postponement of the protest. Chioma Member of Parliament Tasira Lungu has lost her parliamentary seat after Speaker of the National Assembly declared it vacant. Ms. Muti made the announcement after Members of Parliament voted under Article 72(2)(c) of the Constitution, which allows a seat to be taken away when an MP is absent for a long time. Speaker of the National Assembly Neri Muti has ruled that Chioma Member of Parliament Tasira Lungu breached parliamentary conduct after failing to present herself within the required time frame, leading the House to vote in favor of declaring her seat vacant. Ms. Muti reminded the House that she had directed Ms. Lungu to appear and resume parliamentary duties within 14 days after the opening of the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly. She noted that the MP had not complied with this directive. The Speaker said Ms. Lungu's continued absence constitutes a breach of the Parliamentary Code of Conduct, specifically Standing Orders 215 and 243, which govern compliance with presiding officers, directives and procedures for obtaining permission to be absent. In line with these breaches, the Speaker asked the House to vote on whether her office should invoke Article 72(8) of the Constitution, which empowers the Speaker to inform the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, of occurrence so that a by-election can be organized. Meanwhile, family spokesperson for the late 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu